In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No, it's not even 6 o'clock yet. We're still 10 seconds out from 6 o'clock. I've heard from more people that they're going to put in a solid C-plus effort today. Oh my God. Buddies are like all different kinds of people. Like, you know, East Coast radio guys are like, oh, get ready for this one. It's a slow day. No, we always come. We always bring the fire. We always bring the heat. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. I fully expect a fist fight to break out at some point today because Adrian's got his Cleveland Guardians, Indians, whatever they are. He's got his hat on, and then the hat, which Adrian, somebody told me, because, you know, we got a lot of New York folks in this town, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of New York folks in this town. And they said, lay off Michaela with the Yankee hat. Ooh, the Yankee hat is universal. And I was like, well, I'm not going to go along with that argument. I said, I'm not that guy. No. I am the. You know what I mean? Because it is the Yankee hat and the Dodger hat.
Totally. In this town. I know everyone's like, oh, you're a Yankees. No, I'm an Urban Outfitters fan. And that's just like, what's the style right now?
Well, you're just trying to flex. And it's okay.
I wear it for my friends. Yeah. This doesn't need to be a thing. Okay.
It's a fashion statement.
Yeah. I just want to look cool.
Well, people get upset about it though. They do. They get worked up about it.
I know.
Oh, what happened to Adrian's microphone? Where did Adrian's way? Your lips are moving, but I don't hear nothing.
Go against me.
Either you're messing with me. Yeah, either you're messing with me, which I appreciate, or, you know, just, okay, what?
No, I just need to say that I'm not going to stop. You know, Michaela, consider it, you know, endearing, and I love you, but.
I love you.
I hate that hat.
And that is okay with
If me. You found a way, if you found a way to separate her from that hat, would you potentially light it on fire?
I'd throw it immediately in the trash.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, my father would go with you. He hates it too. He's a Phillies fan. He doesn't understand why I wear the Yankees hat either. Pisses him off every time he sees me. Sees a Facebook photo. I'm still wearing it.
I'm sure there's a part of that because your dad is so passionate that you're deeply disappointing to him because of that hat.
He bought me a Phillies hat for my birthday, this color red, so I would only wear that hat. And I still don't wear that hat.
Yeah, why don't you just wear the Phillies hat?
I just don't feel like it. You know what I'm saying? This fits better.
Now it's become that point where it's like, okay, no, I'm just going to do it because I know it
just annoys
you.
Adrian.
Or anyone else. Yeah. I got to be honest. It raises my heart rate just a touch.
Good.
When I say it. Hey, I might want to do a little something different today. I thought this might be kind of funny. That remember how on, you know, on the first day back, usually it's on a Monday. After holiday weekend, we'll do it today. Be specific. Tell us the absolute best part of your weekend. Blah, blah, blah. I thought of an exception that might be fun.
Okay.
We can make an exception. If you can't decide what the absolute best part of your weekend was, then as long as you're a decent storyteller, you could give us three different examples of what might have been, or two, the best part of your, the absolute best part of your weekend, and we'll vote.
Love that.
Okay, I like it.
I just thought maybe I'm having trouble narrowing mine down.
And okay, good.
But I think what's going to come into the second spot, okay, the absolute best part of my weekend, was Friday night going into the Aces game. And there's a dad and there was a lot of families at Mandalay Bay over the weekend because they come in for Memorial Day weekend, all that kind of stuff. Girl is wearing headphones, not unlike we all are right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing headphones. She's listening to her music. And as many kids will, what do you think she was doing? While they were walking down the hallway with people, it was crowded at Mandalay Bay. So there's people all over the place. What do kids do? What do kids do whenever you see them? They're at Target or at Walmart or
on Mandalay your phone. Bay.
Yeah, but she's got the headphones on. Mm-hmm. What do you think she was doing?
I have no idea.
Adrian?
She was definitely on her phone.
No. TikTok dance.
Oh, TikTok my God. Dance
because she's got the headphones
yeah,
on, right?
Yeah, duh.
Her dad, literally right as I walk by, she's getting after it, right? They're walking and she's TikTok dance.
She's killing it.
Fist going up in the air, wah, wah. You know, whatever the thing is, I'm trying to make a vocal equivalent of, but I think we all understand what's happening here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We've seen it. We've been through it.
Her dad just goes, gives her a little slap on the shoulder. Almost, it's like half shove, half slap, half nudge. You know, it wasn't terrible, but he was just getting her attention.
Uh-huh.
He goes, quit acting like you're having a seizure. We're in public.
Oh, and my God.
And I thought, I'm not sure. I'm just not sure if the weekend's going to get better than this, right? This moment right here. Because I'm like, try not to laugh as
of
I go
course.
By. Yeah. Well, that wasn't
that, Daddy.
That wasn't the absolute best part of my weekend. We'll jump into that with the first pick coming up in moments. Dochi right now on the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, my God. And graduations. So good. Arbor View today at noon at the Thomas and Mack. Centennial High School walks today. Clark High School. Go Chargers. They walk today. College of Southern Nevada High School. All of them. East, South, and West. At Orleans Arena at 9 a.m. Okay, that was the one. Was that the one that they wanted us to speak at, Michaela?
I don't know. I know there was one. I don't know if that was the exact one.
I'm man enough, I'll admit it. I was scared. I was. They said somebody, I forget who it was that asked us to speak. And it was a soft ask. Mm-hmm. It was a, hey, if they asked you to speak at somebody's graduation, would you do it? And I thought, oh my God, because I would obsess. I would obsess.
Yeah.
And I'd be worried that it would be too long. I would worry that I wouldn't say the right things.
That's so funny after all these years and the impact that you've made, especially like with kids, teens. You're like, I'm a little nervous, but
no,
I love it.
But okay. But then does that not raise what you just said? Thank you for that. And thank you for being so kind. But does that not raise expectations?
Totally.
She can't suck.
I understand the pressure.
Yeah. So I basically just kind of ignored it till they stopped asking. But I think, see, if it's at 9 a.m., we couldn't have done it anyway.
No. So see, you knew already.
And then at the last minute, I realized I could have had ChatGPT. I could have just
done it. I love that.
Had AI write it and just, and then I could have just polished it up a little bit.
Exactly.
So maybe I stopped being such a coward, you know, and suck it up a little bit, put on your big boy pants and go motivate the children.
That's right.
Children, high school. East CTA walks today. Indian Springs will do their graduation up in Indian Springs. You're not coming all the way into town for that. Nevada Learning Academy at CCSD will graduate at noon at Orleans Arena. Rancho walks at Thomas Mack, 6 o'clock tonight. Sandy Valley will do their thing in their gym. And Southeast Career Technical Academy walks today. Congratulations, everybody. And, and away we go. And here we are, and we're out of Memorial Day weekend. So you know what that means. Hey, let's start giving away tickets for New Year's Eve.
Oh my God. Truth.
It'll be here before you know it.
It sounds so cliche and annoying, but I cannot believe it's like officially summer.
Yeah, and it is. And don't give me that. It's not officially summer until July or whatever the date is, June 21st. No, Memorial Day is the start of summer.
Exactly.
Kids get out of school. Start of summer.
Yes.
Just is.
Yeah.
So here's what's awesome. And by the way, this has been out there for like a month already. Morgan J, Goofy Guy Tour. They're coming in on the heels of the other huge shows that he's just done here.
Mm-hmm.
Las Vegas loves Morgan J. We love Morgan J.
Oh, God, he's the best.
Oh, yeah, he's your buddy.
Yeah.
And how do you two know each other?
It's so funny. I got him before he blew up on my podcast and he was really, really funny. And he was like, you know, we'll see what's going to happen. And nobody really knew him. And then literally 6 months later, blew up, like just went crazy. And now it's unbelievable. Yeah. And he's so funny. He's just so stupid in the best way.
I hear
really nice guy. His girlfriend's really great. They're awesome. Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, December 30th, Palazzo Theater, Venetian Resort, Las Vegas. So a New Year's show.
Can we
get through July 4th, maybe?
I know.
Something. But yeah, we'll give you tickets on the first pick coming up in just a moment.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, 702-364-9898. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Can you narrow it down? Because I know you had a great weekend, Michaela.
Oh, man, I really did. I will say I did a lot of different things this weekend in a lot of different veins. But one of my favorites, I agreed to do this meditation class at Spring Mountain Ranch. I swear to God, you guys, it was the bomb. This is serious. You know, I'm into this kind of thing.
You are.
I woke up at 7:30 pissed on Saturday morning.
Why?
Like, God, it's so early. Why do I agree to do things like this so early on a day off where I could sleep in?
Sure.
I got there. It was so magical, you guys. Spring Mountain Ranch is so beautiful. I know that everything is so annoying and new to me, and everyone's like, duh, you idiot. But it was so beautiful.
Yeah, there's like grass in the desert. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's like a white fence.
Yeah.
And
sure, I get it. No, I get it now.
And it was so cool. I just like did this meditation. We moved our bodies around. Oh, it was a good day for manifesting.
It ooks me out a little bit when people go, we moved our bodies. So it sounds like, you know what I mean? It sounds like people who tell you too much about their sex life.
No, I know. We got our bodies moving.
Our bodies were intertwined.
Yeah, my spine was just really, really just vibrating. Okay. It was really incredible.
702-364-9898.
Thank you.
Did you move your body this weekend?
Yeah.
Did you release your spine? Be specific. Absolute best part of your weekend for Morgan J tickets for a New Year's show. Call us now.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
How about that? Monique heard us talking about the Cardinal out there in Sandy Valley. Heard us talking about the red and gray. She said, I have to call in. Sandy Valley graduating today in the Sandy Valley High School gym. So,
thank
hey,
you.
Monique.
And I have my daughter. She's totally graduating today.
Oh,
so awesome.
How exciting. Yay! Is she still sleeping?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. What's her future plans after this?
Cosmetology school. That's what she's thinking. Yes. We're like on the fence a little bit. She's still solidifying her whole future.
So did we already take your story? What the absolute best part of your weekend was? Did you have a big grad party?
No, we didn't. But we went to other end of the summer parties, and then I had a birthday party for my other middle one. So it was good. It was a great weekend. The after school, end of the year party was the best.
I love all of that. Mm-hmm. All of that's fantastic. And of course, the cell service coming out of Sandy Valley is just top notch, isn't it? It's so good. Doesn't sound swirly at all.
Not at all.
not one bit.
Crystal clear.
Enjoy your Morgan J tickets. So Michaela did yoga. I tried to press her on whether she farted in the middle of yoga, which we all know happens. She claims that she's never farted in her life.
It's just not something I've ever done. I can't relate. I don't know what that means.
I understand.
My body just doesn't do that. So.
Adrian, absolute best part of your weekend?
I thought you were going to ask me if I had flatulence this weekend, which I can confirm.
Maybe that was the best part of your weekend. Oh, man, Saturday afternoon.
Made my spine vibrate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was so relaxed. Had a 3-hour nap after that one.
I had a quick trip in Phoenix. Got to see some old people. I used to live in Phoenix, so it was fun. A little Memorial Day in Phoenix. Yes, sir. Yeah, a whole bunch of other people, too. Some Odyssey folks over there as well, too. So it was a good time.
How about that?
Fun, okay. Dude.
Mine came on Friday, and I've got to be careful telling this story, because if you tell the story the wrong way, it makes it sound like you're trying to flex. You're trying to go, look at me, what a great person I am. It's not that. It was the fact that, so I saw somebody else, or I read about somebody else doing this, and I went, I got to try it. It'll be great. So I had to go buy a graduation card for somebody. So I just ran into Target super fast, ran down to the self-checkout while I was there, because I only had the one item. So while I was there at the self-checkout, I just go to the lady, you know, they got a supervisor type, you know, somebody there to help you if you're all screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, I had her come over. You know, they got all the candy right there next to where you check out.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, can you help me with something here? She goes, yes, sir. What can we help you with? And I said, which of these is your favorite? And she's like, oh my God, I love the turtles with the caramel and the chocolate and everything.
Yeah.
And I go, great. And I picked one up. Boop. Checked it out on the machine. Here you go. Have a great day. If nobody tells you today that they appreciate you and everything that you do, I'm telling you now, enjoy this.
So cute.
And literally she cried. Literally she cried. I mean, it wasn't like full on waterworks, but it was, you know, welling up. She's like, she must have come back to me twice. You made me so happy. And it was, yeah. And it was just the best.
That's so thoughtful. That's such a good idea, actually.
Again, stolen. I would love to take credit.
Doesn't matter.
And to tell you that I'm such a good dude, but no, I saw it and I thought I would try it. And I thought it was cool. And I thought if I could share it with you guys and maybe you could try it, then yep. Awesome.
Good. That's so rad. I love that. I think we all should try it. I will this week.
Yeah. It's literally, and you just play it cool. You just go, I'm sorry. And tell me which one of these is your favorite. Ooh, here you go. Yeah, it was pretty cool. All right, let's get into it. Tuesday morning, Chet Buchanan Show. Hang on.
What's your good feeling stories of the day? Do you know anybody who has a pet lizard?
My nephew.
Weird pets?
My nephew has a lizard.
I knew a guy that had a tiger. That'll get all the old school Henderson people. Jay Stu's writing me a text right now. Because when I lived in Henderson,
uh-huh.
The guy across the street, kind of kitty corner, which Jay Stu... P1, Jay Stu, we have a long and intertwined history. One of his very good friends lives in my old house.
No way.
That we bought new back in the day.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wait, your neighbor had a tiger?
And the neighbor had a tiger.
Insane.
Yeah, wild.
But also, did you feel like it was the safest neighborhood in the world?
God, no. I thought that thing would get out one day. And eat my stepkids and eat me, and there'd be nothing I could do about
it. Okay, fair.
Because I didn't have a weapon big enough to fight off no tiger.
Uh-huh.
So, and literally, I thought it, or maybe it was a cougar. I don't know what it was.
Not a cougar.
Like a panther or some BS. But
don't talk about women like that.
But just like, oh no, there were plenty of cougars in that. Actually, the next neighborhood over, that's another story. But this guy in Seattle says that his pet lizard recently saved his life. I wouldn't think that a bearded dragon would be the lifesaver. You know, usually it's a dog or a cat or something like that. Bearded dragon, his name is Spike. Of course it is. Aren't they all named Spike?
Yes.
But the lizard jumped on his face. It turned out there was a fire in the bathroom and dude slept through the smoke detector. High, probably.
Uh-huh.
I'm stoned. Oh, because if you got a pet lizard, you're hell yeah, high. Dude. Yeah. You popped an edible and you were taking a nap. You're a free spirit.
You listen to Stevie Nicks.
He managed to put the fire out before it spread. Local fire department honored Spike last week, making him an honorary firefighter. And they put a little baby fireman's hat on the lizard head.
Oh, my God.
We should stop there. Honestly, we should stop there. But I promised you, this story as well. A lady in Canada recently bought a vintage heart-shaped locket at a thrift store that had pictures of man and woman from World War II in it. She didn't know these people, you know, and she could have just kept the locket, could have even kept the pictures in it, and just said, hey, this is kind of cool. She decided it wasn't hers. And I appreciate this. The karma associated and the potentially, you know, you're a spiritual person.
Yeah.
The potential bad juju that may come off of keeping that locket. So she posted some photos on Facebook. You know what happened. Couple's granddaughter saw him and went, They've since passed away, as you might imagine. The granddaughter. Didn't we just do a story like this last week where it was like
the class ring?
Yes. And then the granddaughter's glad to have it. It's the power. They called it an example of the power of social media doing something good. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's your good feeling stories of the day.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hello, my lovelies. Welcome back from Memorial Day weekend. We all survived. Everything is good. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. He's Adrian Hernandez, you just heard. She is Michaela Gordon. You haven't heard from her yet. Oh, there she is. And so thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. Thank God for this show.
See, tell me why.
Sometimes we get benefited in ways that I didn't even expect. We almost blew it. We were gonna have literal Memorial Day get together. And after, remember we talked on Friday about what's the best day to do it, Friday, yeah. Saturday, or Sunday, and we decided. I believe it was Adrian who said, "Turn up on Saturday and then do the cookout,
recovery, and everything." Yeah.
Well, but do the cookout on Sunday, and all of that. And so we were gonna do a Monday. Hey, we're gonna get out the grill, bring everybody over. We were gonna do that yesterday, mm-hmm. and thank God we had moved it to Sunday. Because that stuff, because it's exhausting.
Yeah,
it's brutal when you're the one putting it on. Oh my God, the cleaning up and the everything. And it was fine. I mean, everything was great. We had an absolute blast. But thank God, when I went home on Friday after the show, I said to my wife, I said, we're screwing this up. We got to move this thing to Sunday.
Good for you.
She was like, you think? So I'm sending out a mass text. Does anybody go, which day would you rather have it? Sunday or Monday? Oh, or Saturday or Sunday? Because, we're not having it on Monday.
Uh-huh.
And thank God my friends are like, yeah, we don't care, dude. Just tell us when to show up.
Yeah, they're like, the long weekend's the long weekend. Good. And then you got to recover on Monday.
Yeah. Well, we just had more time to... So Sunday night, all the pressure wasn't on to get everything done. Then Monday you could just kind of finish it up and take the garbage out and all of that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So,
crazy. Good. Tuesday, the 27th day of May. Did we even have May? I don't even remember that happening.
I don't remember April. I'm saying I don't remember a month ago what happened. How we're here, I have no idea.
It's wild. Jessica Honer from Centennial Hills is our brand new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. There's an advanced screening, man. Here, and don't think we don't pay attention to y'all. We learned a very valuable lesson that with those Lilo and Stitch live action tickets, mm-hmm. which to a person, You were able to choose if you wanted Lilo and Stitch or if you wanted John Wick Ballerina. And John Wick Ballerina is a huge movie. And you guys, every single one of you went, well, I'll take my kids to Lilo and Stitch.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think we didn't listen, we did. So for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, 4 reserved seats to our advanced screening of DreamWorks, How to Train Your Dragon. That's coming up in a week and a half, right? Monday the 9th, courtesy of our buddies at Frost Communications. Your chance to win those, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We'll have you get yourself whatever you got to do in the next few minutes. Get yourself ready to call in after Miles Smith.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, so wait. This is such a funny thing. So I thought you were flexing your Michaela Gordon-ness to go see David Guetta and the Chainsmokers.
Uh-huh.
But it actually, I prefer this story even better. Okay, so the way I understood it was that somehow, some way, because I always expect this of you, that David Guetta and the Chainsmokers, that you were all like friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or maybe there was a thing with Lisa, your fiance.
Yeah.
Because she is also a superstar DJ. So it would not shock me or anyone else to find out that, you know, that they were all friends.
Uh-huh.
But your Did you hang out with David Guetta and the Chainsmokers?
I did, but it was so random. I was singing at Delilah on Friday night, and my dentist, who I love, was like, hey, meet me at Fontainebleau when you're done, because we're watching.
Over at the room.
Yeah.
Over at the room.
Yeah. And I said, usually I always say no. I never want to hang out. I like to go home. Like, we entertain for a living. I just want to go home. For whatever reason, I was like, all right, girl, I will. I meet her over at Fontainebleau. I go upstairs. She's like VIP with David Guetta, my dentist. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. All right. And I saw a few people I knew. And then she goes, come on, Michaela, now we're going somewhere else. And I was like, well, where are we going now? But I'm also low-key obsessed with her. I met her husband that night, all of her friends. We get into her car. I have no idea what we're doing. She grabs my hand. We get to the Wynn, walked us right to XS, the club, right to the stage, right in front of Chainsmokers. I was like, who are you? I thought you were just my dentist. Like, you're kind of rad. So I got like VIP views of Guetta and Chainsmokers. And, you know, I never do that stuff. I never go out. But I had a really good time. Like, it was fun. I definitely was tired the next day. I got home at like 4 a.m., the time that we usually wake up. So I'm trying to like get my body on track. But of all people, me and my dentist just like hanging out. First Sex in the City, now Chainsmokers and Guetta.
Sex in the City?
Yeah, remember on Thursday when
she let me watch the TV in her office? Yeah, Michaela's dentist has TVs on the ceiling. And Michaela thought it would be fine to watch Sex in the City.
Yeah, it's a girl's show.
Getting her teeth getting worked on. What's the big deal? Mm-hmm. It was one of those episodes where Samantha's doing what Samantha does.
Yes.
And it was a little uncomfortable and a little awkward. Oh, that's what, you know what though? Did your dentist think that you were sending her signals?
I don't know.
Like I'm cool girl, let's go hang out, or maybe, you know.
Yeah, because I did get the invite after the whole Sex in the City show, Sex in the City.
You're fine. Keep talking.
Yeah, let's get paid. So, maybe I like got my cool points and she wanted me to hang out with her and her friends who are also very cool. So now we're friends, me and my dentist. By the way,
for those of you who are laughing right now, try and say Sex in the City show, which I don't know why you have to say show, but if you wanted to, but try and say it three times fast and see what happens to you. You're not even a professional. She gets paid to do this.
Yeah, 702-364-9898.
How to Train Your Dragon. We got 4 reserved seats to our advanced screening on the 9th of June, which is it's a couple weeks from now. Thanks to our friends at Frost Communications. Jessica Honer of Centennial Hills is our brand new champion. If you want to take her on, you should call 702-364-9898 right now. And we will play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Call now and good luck.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, look who's back. Look who's back. First and foremost, look who's back. Jessica Honer from Centennial Hills, our brand new champion. Hey, Jess.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, buddy. How was your weekend? Good?
It was so good. I heard Michaela's was pretty awesome, too, though.
The David Guetta and the Chainsmokers?
Yeah, that's where my buddies were this weekend, too.
Yeah, and yeah, put yourself in the middle of that Memorial Day weekend party? Good Lord. Why didn't you just gone to a pool.
True.
She's got a pool thing if you're going to immerse yourself into that. Mm-hmm. And now, look who's back. In fact, I've got to grab the sheet here. By the way, when Jessica won on Friday, she launched Centennial Hills into 4th place by themselves. Ooh. 11 wins overall, ahead of Wagon Wheel with 10, and just behind Best of the West with 13, Silverado Ranch and Aliante with 15, Sunrise Manor,
the City of Champions,
23 wins overall. I'm looking here. Am I correct in saying that this is a former champion that we have?
Yes, today is a day of redemption, because returning is Deanna Ramos representing Aliante.
Deanna, how many wins did you get before?
Just one, the Lilo and Stitch.
Right. I knew it hadn't been long ago that we had talked to you. I just couldn't remember what the situation was. So you guys know how this works then. Buzzing with your name. Don't answer until you get called on. First one to three wins. And your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, because her last name is Gordon, Michaela Gordon.
What iconic entertainer announced she will be coming back to her Vegas residency starting in December last night at the AMAs?
Jessica.
Jessica to go out in front.
Gwen Stefani.
Is it Gwen Stefani? No. It's not who we were looking for. Do you have an answer, Deanna?
Is it Jennifer Lopez?
Is it Jennifer Lopez? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I kind of expected that. Was also a little disappointed to find it. Taylor Swift doesn't win a damn thing last night at the AMAs. Billie Eilish wins everything. Mm-hmm. Benson Boone does a flip. Those were things that we knew that would happen. Benson Boone doing a flip. Billie Eilish winning a lot. Yes. Taylor Swift winning nothing. Did not see that coming.
Crazy.
Also, there was talk that Taylor was going to announce that she was... There's two albums left that she hasn't re-recorded. And so there was going to, anyway, it was one of the two that she was going to announce. We heard that she was going to announce that she was going to do Taylor's version and didn't say a thing.
Dang.
So, there was a little drama and a little intrigue with last night's American Music Awards and a little drama and intrigue on this Michaela's Hometown Throwdown as the challenger goes up one zip.
This singer has had an interesting dating past, even dating Wilmer Valderrama for years, but got married this weekend and probably played hits like Cool for the Summer and Heart Attack. What's her name?
Jessica. Oh, Jessica, to tie it.
Who got married this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Oh, man, what is it? Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato. Which is, good for her.
Beautiful. I just saw a photo of her. She looked stunning.
Hope it sticks.
Yeah.
Demi's not been a person who stays with one thing for very long.
Yeah.
So I hope this works out. I hope it's nice. I hope she's happy. All of those things. Our former producer of this show was obsessed with her. Obsessed. No, I sent her a text this morning. I go, "You okay?" She goes, "Yeah, why?" I'm like, Demi news. I go, look, yeah. I know you're married now, but these things sting a little. You know, when the one that you love goes off and gets married.
That's so funny.
She's like, I'll figure it out. All right, we're tied at one.
This singer won Artist of the Year last night, and her brother Phineas was beaming with pride. What's her name?
Jessica
got in first.
I feel kind of bad. I felt like you kind of already gave us away, Billie Eilish.
Well, don't feel bad about that. You bust in first. That's what matters. Champion 2, Challenger 1.
This singer won Social Artist of the Year thanks to her hit song, Anxiety. What's her name?
Deanna
to tie.
What's her name?
Rao.
Oh, my goodness.
2, 1. Jessica, you can win it with a correct answer here.
Oh, gosh. Her name is so hard. It's like Doshi or something like that. Dosia.
Oh, you're not giving that to her. Michaela's nodding in the other room. You're not giving See, and she's getting farther away. Getting colder, by the way. For playing hot, cold. Colder.
Oh, it was so good the first time you said it.
No.
Dosia.
No, there's no No, you said don't. I'll tell you this. Jessica, it's over. Jessica, stop. We're done. Jessica, there's no more. No, when you said Dosi, Michaela wanted to give it to you, and Adrian and I almost came through the window. So no, her name is Dochi.
Yeah.
Dochi.
Yeah.
So Jessica still leads 2-1.
Although I might still call her Docina from now on because that's hilarious.
Or Docia.
Yeah. Yeah. This singer and frequently played KLUC artist lit up the stage with signature flips and a purple suit. What's his name?
Jessica.
Jessica for the win.
Oh, gosh, now I got to make sure I say his name right, right? It's Ben Spoonie.
Yeah.
I'm putting an X on my screen. I'm putting an X.
What?
Adrian? Adrian says no. Oh, are you kidding?
No.
Yeah, but you know what? You would give away. You would give away anything. You would. You would go, well, she's speaking English, so yeah, that's pretty close. You would. You give it away. You give it away.
It's not the right answer.
Yeah, it's not. Thank you, Adrian.
Okay,
fine. Who's the famous basketball player who plays on the Bulls? Oh, Michael Smith. It's close to Michael Jordan, so Michael Smith counts.
Michael Giordani. Miguel.
No
Miguel
way. I think Benson Booney's close.
Close, yes. Accurate, no.
Hold on. I think that deserves a point.
Yeah. That's not the rules. This isn't horseshoes. This isn't being close. You just have to get the name right.
I got
to
be honest. I'm not sure there are rules. But, okay, wait. Now, Michaela.
Uh-huh.
Now, think about this.
Okay.
You know how many meetings, how many emails, how many, you know, whatever, about rules and whatnot.
Yeah.
She has not given the correct answer. Close is great. Close gets you sued.
All right. Well, we did just have a big meeting. So,
I mean.
Jess, I would have given it to you, but we did have a meeting. So I got to be cool. It's not the right answer.
B-O-O-N-E. Boonie.
Listen, you could try and rationalize this however you'd like.
Okay.
The man's name. Well, here's what sucks is now that we've talked all this out, Deanna still gets a chance to answer. Deanna, would you like to answer? Who are we talking about? I don't even remember the question. Do you know the answer?
Benson Boone.
Uh-huh. Correct. Good and we are tied. And we are tied.
Could you imagine if we got it wrong, though? After all that.
Longest Michaela's home, they'll throw down forever. All right, tied at two.
Blake Shelton made an appearance at Ole Red this weekend. What country star owns this country club on the strip?
Oh, that's a trick question.
Deanna
for the win.
Is it Jason Aldean?
That Jason Aldean doesn't own Ole Red, Michaela.
Oh.
You're nodding your head up and down, but Jason Aldean, no, that's why it's a trick question. Do you even know the answers to these questions?
Yes, yeah, sometimes. We're all playing the game.
Sometimes. Jason Aldean is incorrect.
What? Oh, no, dude. I'm sorry.
Well, no, this is all fine. I know the answer. At least somebody knows the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Aldean owns Jason Aldean's, in theory. Jason Aldean does not own Ole Red. Blake Shelton. Okay, would you like to, Jessica, would you like to answer for the win?
Blake Shelton.
Is it Blake Shelton? Yes, Blake Shelton performed at Ole Red because Ole Red is Blake Shelton's joint. Game at what, Adrian? What?
Yes.
I'm Googling, and there's like Jason Aldean. Does he own something on the strip?
Yes.
He has a bar on the strip, but it's not Ole Red.
Is it okay if I know stuff?
100%. I'm just. Thank God. Somebody has to make sure the answer is right.
Mercifully, game over. I'm just. Yes. We're done. That's it. We're done.
Good job, girls. Sorry, I got it wrong, too.
I don't even know who won. Was it Jessica?
I won. My mispronounced words, but whatever. I won with.
You know what? There's no pictures on the scorecard. There's no pictures on the scorecard. It's not how, it's how many.
Yeah. Good job, girls.
All right, Deanna, we'll try this again another time. I would assume. Yeah, no, thank you. Have a great day. That was weird. Yeah. And Jessica, a two-time champion, you now have four reserve seats to our advanced screening of DreamWorks How to Train Your Dragon on Monday, June 9th, courtesy of our friends at Frost Communications. And we'll see you back here tomorrow for another incredibly smooth, always professional Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Congratulations.
Yay.
Yay.
My name.
What? All right. Of course, that part wouldn't be smooth either. Let's get out. Let's go. I'm exhausted.
Oh, my gosh.
I have no idea what just happened right there.
And you were so right. Oh, my God. I was like, yeah, Jason Aldean's just wrong.
Well... it's not really our wheelhouse. It's not really what we do.
I know.
I just happen to, here's what's really funny. I just kind of happen to like those places. Yeah. So we were just at Jason Aldean's the other day. My buddy of mine and I. We were just there. Because they have a radio studio in there and we're nerds.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And so we went to go look. So that's how I knew. Otherwise, I might not have known either. 177 second survey coming up in just moments. I will tell you, there are some days when I really, really, really love the 177. Today is one of those days. And we have tickets. Win them before you can buy them tickets for Ricky Martin, who's coming to town at the Coliseum at Caesars. Two performances over Mexican Independence Day weekend, September 12th and 13th. Tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10 a.m. You can have yours in like 10 minutes for the Friday show. Okay, Friday, September 12th. Your tickets on the 177-second survey coming up next.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I know I already said earlier on the what's the absolute best part of your weekend. I saw somebody else do this and I went, oh, I'm going to try this and it'll be great. And so basically I was at Target. I said, hey, can you help me with something? Lady comes over and I said, which of the, you know, all the candy right there next to the, where you check out. And I said, which one of these is the best? Which one is your favorite? She goes, oh, I love the turtles. They're all the chocolate and the caramel and whatever. And I literally just picked it up. Boop. Paid for it and then just handed it to her. Here you go. And if nobody tells you they appreciate you today, I appreciate you and thank you for everything you do. And you know, and it was great. It was
so sweet. Awesome.
And I'll do it again.
As you should. Yeah. And you'll be influencing people.
It's $2. And then what was funny, she goes, are you filming? I'm like, no, I'm not filming.
Oh.
She started looking around like, where's the camera? Because that's what people do.
That's and so I funny.
I just wanted it. I knew I'd tell the story on the show, but I didn't want to be, you know what I mean? I just wanted to do it.
No, so that was the best part.
It's the best part of my weekend. However, also, who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Veronica Morales from the Chills.
It was Centennial Hills for those who are uninitiated into the lingo. Hello, Veronica.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
So, we had a bunch of folks out on Sunday to the house, and I grilled on real like briquettes, not on a gas grill. And I only overcooked the steaks a little, which was a big win, but it was the most stereotypical thing you've ever seen. I'm standing out there while the briquettes are getting hot. You know, you got to light them on fire and then you got to let them kind of ash over. And then you spread them out a little bit. Then you let the grill heat up and then you put the meat on. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So my one buddy is hanging out and we're just drinking beers and just, you know, just talking while that's happening. And everybody else is doing their own thing. The minute the meat comes out to go on the grill, there were people I didn't even know that were coming from other places that were like, "Oh, what you gonna do with that? Oh, you better make you don't put that one there on that part of the grill." Why do dudes feel the need? You know what? I'm gonna make this part of the 177 second survey. Veronica.
Yes.
Why do dudes feel the need that the minute the meat goes on the grill, that they have to all gather around and give their opinion on how you should be cooking it?
I don't know. Maybe because men are the meat eaters. Ironically, in my house, my husband doesn't eat meat, and he's 6'3", 250 pounds.
Dang.
I think most men think other men are stupid.
It's like that caveman testosterone vibe coming at you. Like, I'm the provider, and now look at the meat, boys.
One guy sets a stopwatch. Well, I could see you're not timing this, because he's got the perfect way to cook meat. And he's like, oh, well, you gotta have it. The grill's not hot enough, and you're not setting a timer. It was the most annoying thing.
Yeah, dude.
Ever. But that's what dudes do. So what was the absolute best part of your weekend, Veronica?
The best part was my brother came from San Diego to visit, and we had wonderful family time. I hadn't seen them in a minute, so it was nice.
That's awesome.
So good. Yeah, Michaela, did you have a near
get home though?
Well, that's his problem. that ain't a Veronica problem. That's a brother problem. Fly next time, dude. Everybody always thinks that's a great idea. Oh no, it'll be cheaper and easier if we drive. Not on holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Michaela, did you narrow it down to what the best part of your weekend was?
I mean, there was just a few different ones. I loved the yoga at Spring Mountain Ranch that I got to do. It was beautiful. And looking eye to eye to Geta, there was two very exciting moments for me.
Geta, you guys are so tight. You call him Geta. You don't call him David.
Yeah, you heard me. No, first name. No, he's like, hey, Gordon. I was like, hey, Geta. What's up?
Was it like that?
Sick playlist. Geta and
Gordon.
Yeah, so no, I wasn't going to say it because I don't want to brag. But yeah, I helped him pick out his set list also. But.
Adrian, absolute best part of your weekend?
Heading down to Phoenix for a couple of days. Good little reunion with some folks.
Getting out of town. Clear your head. Good for you, dude. I could tell you looked rested-ish when you came in today. I could just tell there was a peace about you.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a three-day weekend. We should do one. You know, needs that.
I'm telling you. Veronica. There's a return of the ice bucket challenge, man. This makes me want to murder. You're supposed to do the ice bucket challenge on your dog. They're calling it the bark your mind challenge. And it's exactly what you think it is. You throw ice water on your dog and film them.
Are you out of your mind?
And you'll see in the headline, is it cool or cruel?
Dude, cruel. Are you
absolutely cruel?
Asking Veronica.
Sorry, I just got upset.
See, I told you you'd go along with me on the murdering.
What's
No, I you know what, that is cruel and unusual punishment for a dog, and to spread a positive message and hurt an animal like that's wrong.
You're supposed to be doing you're supposed to then do like Scooby-Doo voice and nominate other dogs. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And seriously,
man. I'm sorry, as a non-dog owner, what am I missing right now? Just the shock that they're gonna have because it's a whole bunch of cold water.
Traumatize your dog. You'll totally traumatize your dog.
Listen, my little baby dog fell into the pool the other day and he traumatized himself just falling into the cold water, pouring ice water on your dog. Yeah,
Terrify, traumatize. No, it's bad, Adrian. It is, buddy.
Yeah, as humans, we don't like to do cold plunges.
Save it for off here. You don't need that in your life. You don't need to get those people coming after you, dude, for going, well, I don't see what the big deal is. I think it's fine. You don't want to do that. Honestly, God, just stick with come with us and murder people. Honestly, here's what's great. Honestly, murder is more acceptable than dumping ice water on the dog.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure. I haven't done like a market study on it yet,
but you're right.
For people. And just really quick, I know we're way out of time and we're way late right now, but a poll online asks, if a stranger at the beach asks if you can rub sunscreen on their back, would you do it? Yes or no, Veronica?
No. If it's a spray, I can spray it, but if I have to touch their body, no.
Yeah, Michaela, yes or no?
I'm with Veronica, but I would do it.
You would do it.
I would.
You'd love to tell. You would love to tell people that you wouldn't do it. You'd go, yeah, babe. Yeah, queen. If it was a dude, you'd go, yeah, king. You would. Exactly. I know you.
Exactly.
And you'd do it.
Yeah,
unless the guy, I can imagine if the guy had a really hairy back, you wouldn't do it.
I'd still do it. Looks like my family members. We're Italian. I'd be like, come on, buddy. I feel bad for you.
Yeah. But if it was a random dude, just a random, you know, walking around dude at the pool.
Yeah.
And he came over and said, hey, you spread some sunscreen on my back? You'd be like, yeah, king.
Yeah, I would. I would say it like that too. You got it, king. Turn around.
Yeah, turn around. Oh, yeah. Or don't.
By the time I'm done with him, he'd be regretting he even asked me. So
yeah, right. It would be
good for you.
It seemed like he'd come walking up to you going, yeah, put your hands on me. But by the time he was done, he'd be like, I'm uncomfortable right now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
No, I'm not doing that. That sounded bad. It sounded good in my head. It sounded good in my head. I don't like it.
I'm glad that you're trying new things. That's the important thing.
Hello, my lovelies. I just didn't feel right there either.
Okay.
Just yeah. So it was just more. I was trying to go more.
Yep.
Not informal, I guess.
Okay.
That's the word I was looking for.
Right.
It just came out. I didn't like it.
It didn't feel so natural when it came out.
Hey, it's Tuesday, 27th. We made it through Memorial Day weekend. Everybody looking for everybody to give a solid C-plus effort getting back to work today. Yeah. If you're one of the folks that has the regular 9-to-5, proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. This is Chet Buchanan Show. Thank you. Am I the only one weirded out by the you know, because Britney Spears hasn't been in actual trouble in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But then she tries to light up. Oh, okay. A public charter. She got scolded on Thursday after lighting a cigarette on a public charter flight from Cabo to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not private, but it's private.
I don't actually know what I don't know what that means.
Yeah. What's a public charter flight?
It could be like, what is it called? GSX here in Vegas, where it's like a private plane.
But
it's like less than 20 people. They do the quick flights to LA. They do Dallas. Like
I'm wondering if around. Yeah, JSX. Chet Suite X.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So it's still public, but it's a little private.
Is that what
private.
That is?
Got it.
What is a public charter flight? What is a public? Well, sometimes it'll tell me. A type of flight where a group of passengers rent an entire aircraft for a specific route. Individual seats are sold to the public. Yeah, JSX.
Okay, got it.
Did you take that down to Phoenix, Adrian?
No, not this time.
Oh, you should have.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it's amazing.
It's a great experience, but you're paying for that experience for sure. And the convenience, honestly, because you just walk in.
But for the 45 minutes, I smell what you're cooking on that. Just for the flying to Phoenix.
Listen, I feel like it breaks my heart that Britney Spears is ever in the news for bad stuff. Like she just can't get it together. But I'm also surprised, like everyone is vaping. Are we still smoking actual cigarettes? Like, is that a thing? Like lighting one up and then smoke? Girl, vape like normal people and blow it in your shirt. I've never seen that done before. I'm just assuming.
Is that how you do that?
Your shirt.
Yeah, it's just a story.
So you've heard?
Yeah.
So you've heard?
Yeah, I read it somewhere.
It's a bad idea. Honestly, all the way around. All the way around, it's a bad idea.
A friend
of mine almost got how do I explain this? He's a PA announcer for basketball, like me, and apparently he was sitting at the scores table in the arena, and he's kind of sitting there covering his face, and they're like, what are you doing, dude? And next thing you know, he blows out this giant vape cloud, and they were like, you're going to get all of us fired.
Oh, my God.
You're all going to get fired. He's like, sorry, I didn't know it was going to be so big.
Yes, you did.
She thought, Brittany thought that she could smoke. She thought it was okay because she said she thought this was a plane she could smoke on because the drink holders were on the outside of the seat.
I literally don't know.
You don't know what that means.
I have no idea what that means.
So like she it was an ashtray is what she's assuming?
Mm-hmm. She also said this was her first time drinking vodka and that she felt, quote, so clear and smart. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And while she apologized, she thought it was kind of much that the flight attendant told her to knock it off. And she added that the woman didn't like her from the moment she got on the plane. Yeah, because you're...
Girl, everyone likes you. We're all rooting for you. You just can't do bad stuff.
Yeah, but Brittany, man, see, here's the thing. They're giving you the up down because they're looking at Brittany and going, is she going to be a safety hazard?
I know.
Is she going to be the one that stands up in the middle of the flight? Because we're LA to Cabo is what, 3 hours, 4 hours? Mm-hmm. Is she going to be the one that stands up and goes, you know what I'm talking about? They're flying the plane, you know, or whatever, yeah. You know, she's seeing aliens or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, she added that the woman didn't like her from the moment she got on the plane and she, quote, invaded my space. How did that happen, you ask?
Mm-hmm.
Because Brittany wouldn't fasten her freaking seatbelt, so the flight attendant did it for her.
Oh, my God. Brittany, stop being yourself.
That's the part I agree with. Hold on. That's the part what? I agree with because what? Those prices that you pay to be on that plane, I don't need to put my seatbelt on. Relax.
Oh, my
God. It's crazy. Adrian. Brother, and that's a long flight, so I'm assuming that's well over $1,000 because going to LA is around $500-$600. So I'm paying over $1,000 to be on a private plane with like less than 15 people.
It's a public charter.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, but there's less than 15 people. You can like walk around.
We don't know that. We don't know.
That's the assumption. It's not like a
sure assumption.
You're not in a no, it's a these are private planes. You're not in a little tube.
I don't know.
So like regardless, like you're paying for the part of that is getting the size and like to relax. I don't need to put my seatbelt on. Turn off your cell phone. Yes, because if my cell phone's on, this plane's gonna fall out of the sky. That's the same type of thing I'm getting. You see what I'm saying? I'm not driving. This is different. This is different. You need to put your seatbelt on always when you're in a car. That makes sense. But I'm in the air. Leave my seatbelt alone, dude. There's 10 of us here. I paid $1,200 for this. Am I bugging? Because I feel like you guys are giving me
are you bugging? Just yeah, a little.
We're not judging you. We're just
judging your rant. Mm-hmm. But let me ask you one question. What happened to you?
I forgot. I'm being serious. Oh, in no, the air too. And in my seatbelt. Like, literally,
all I mentioned was I just said that the flight attendant, she invaded my space when she fastened Brittany's seatbelt for her. And that led to, I don't know, the last two, maybe 3 minutes of assumptions and private planes and walking around and
smoking cigarettes.
Could you imagine someone putting a seatbelt on for you like I'm a child? That would be so offended.
If you're not going to put your seatbelt on, they're going to put it on for you, dude. Because it's crazy. It's a safety thing.
And that's where the argument lies. Is it really a safety thing in the air?
There's no argument. In the air? You don't know if it was in. You're making a lot of this up in your head. Wait, of how on. It all went down.
Chet, there's a little bit of miscommunication. Whether they have the seatbelt on takeoff or in the air, does it matter? Know. It doesn't matter.
Oh my! It does matter. It does matter. If you want to fly on the plane, you got to wear your seatbelt when they tell you to wear your seatbelt. And if she was sitting there going, I don't know what to get, and, you know, if she was being Brittany, and the flight attendant went, look, I got this, or if Brittany's sitting there going. And I'm sorry, you can't see this on your radio right now, but if she's like, trying to put it together, you know how people bang it together, bang the seatbelt together, trying to put it together, I'm going to make it work because they got it backwards or whatever. And if the flight attendant just goes, here, just stop it.
Let me do it.
But again, I want to ask, who hurt you? what happened to you?
Just passion.
So we're having this conversation. At what point did somebody hold you down and strap on your seatbelt on a plane that has caused this? We might not even have to do relationship rehab today. Honestly, we might not have to.
Covered a lot of ground.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Mika, how's this for some passive aggressive, you know,
Did you see your chat?
No.
Did you see your chat? Your inter-show chat?
Okay, I'm
looking right now. Adrian says, I forgot they let people know they can take off their seatbelts once they reached a certain point in the air. Furthermore, I was correct. I love this for me, honestly.
Wait,
I do.
First of all, passive aggressive, where you put it in the chat so you can't, so no one can speak against you.
What do you mean? Everyone has access to the chat. You guys can type away.
I don't know why you want to fight today, but I'm not fighting.
I'm ready.
I'll do it.
I feel like I want to be a supportive, but I still don't understand the point of making this point. Like, listen, when you buy the ticket, you have to sign something in small writing that has rules. And usually in those rules are like things like, you got to wear your seatbelt until it's time to undo it. So she had to wear a seatbelt. She didn't. Britney Spears, the flight attendant, put it on for her. And then Adrian has a passion for it.
Yeah. Right? My only gripe is that we are not on a main airline. This is not a Delta, Southwest, JetBlue flight. This is a premium flight experience that you are paying for.
How do you know this?
Brother, you just said it was a private jet, public jet carrier, whatever the case.
I said public charter flight. And the rest of it is all assumptions being made. I'm telling you, Jet Suite X, you got to wear your seatbelt when they tell you. On a private plane, you got to wear your seatbelt when they tell you.
And I'm saying that's kind of ridiculous because if
go ahead.
Go ahead. All I'm saying is if that was so important, then they wouldn't allow you to take off your seatbelt when they're in the air. It's not that big of a difference on takeoff in comparison. The reason why they make everyone do it on Southwest is because if you have 200 people that don't have their seatbelt on, it's more likely that some bozo is going to ruin something. On a flight where it's only 10 of us, and hey, if you're in your seat, cool, that's fine. I'm paying for those luxuries, am I not?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Because I fly quite a bit too. And I could take off my seatbelt whenever I want after a certain period, unless they go, hey, we're going to have turbulence. And then at some point they told Brittany, I don't understand why you're fighting against this. You know what? Let's get you uber successful so you can buy your own airline. And you know what they'll call it? Adrian's No Seatbelt Airlines. Just get on there and just, you know, be like Katy Perry. I don't know what that has to do with it. I don't know. It sounded good. Sounded good in my head for a second. Like Katy Perry, I'm in space. I don't know. Yeah, everybody just floating around the cabin.
The world's looking for a new airline today. The world's looking for a new airline today because today is the final day that Southwest, like, they're going to start charging for bags and seats. It starts today. There's a lane.
That's what's got you all upset today. 9 o'clock Tuesday morning. Back at it after the 3-day weekend. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Oh, hello, my lovelies.
Hello.
I didn't say it.
I know.
This could have been good feeling stories of the day. I felt like this deserved its own. It deserved its own thing. Okay. Kinda.
Mm-hmm.
This dude who is seizure prone. He can't swim because he's got seizure disorder,
mm-hmm.
right? He's a shark fisherman. This whole thing is so complex. Somebody comes running up and goes, hey, there's this girl. She's drowning in the ocean. You got to save her. And he's like, I can't, because if he goes in the water,
1,000%.
He's a seizure than everybody. You know what I mean? It doesn't help anybody. So he had a drone. I'm not quite sure what the deal is with the drone. Was he fishing for sharks with the drone? Because that doesn't seem fair.
He has one.
That doesn't seem right. Yeah. Or whilst, you know what I mean? Whilst you're fishing and you got the pole out in the water or whatever, however it works.
That's so smart.
And you're screwing around with the drone, maybe. Or you're trying to spot the sharks with the drone and you go, ha-ha, this is where we should fish. Whatever.
Yeah.
He went and got the drone attached the life preserver to the drone and then took it out to the girl. Nobody had to jump in the water. Gave her a life preserver.
Boom. Oh my God, that's so smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he was like, I can't do anything about it. But yeah, they're saying he's an absolute hero.
Yeah, he is.
And that was it.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah,
That's it. Have a great day. Do some, you know, I don't, there's no punchline.
Yeah, gotta go.
I wish I could tell you.
But just say bye.
Did you catch a shark? I don't know, bro. You got it. Why do you have the drone? Thank God you did. Do you use AI?
Yeah.
A lot. Do you? For what?
I use ChatGPT.
Okay.
I make
sure. Do you pay for it?
No, I use the free one, the free app, and I love it. I was very against AI. Let me be clear. But I like the idea of writing something out the best way that I can, then running it through ChatGPT and it giving me like, it makes it grammatically correct, a few things. That's all I use it
for. See, I'm a good writer, so I don't.
So you don't even need it.
And I like to write.
So what do you think I am? No, I'm just kidding.
Dumb. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
An idiot.
I'm joking. No. Well, no. So honestly, I'm trying to figure out where I fit in the ChatGPT AI universe.
Yeah.
Right? Although, like somebody had asked me if, can I tell you, I chickened out. Somebody asked me to speak at their graduation ceremony.
I thought you were going to do that.
No, I chickened out.
You didn't.
Yeah.
What happened? You just got nervous?
I didn't feel like, see, I would totally overthink something like that.
Of course.
But then I went. Oh, I'll just have ChatGPT write my speech for me.
Yeah.
And then I'll just do it. And then it just ended up like, okay, well, they need an answer. And I'm like, I don't think I'm available.
Oh, no.
The reason I bring all this up, you still have to keep an eye on it. The Chicago Sun-Times, which they're a pretty big deal in Chicago.
Yeah.
Recently did their book recommendations for their best of summer section.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to highlight, you know, summer reads. So the authors are real, but ChatGPT just put in fictional book titles. They said, we want fictional book titles. And they made them actually fictional. Because you got to put in the right prompts or it can only give you what you ask for.
1,000,000%.
So they said, we want something about book titles from fiction, whatever.
Yeah.
So the authors were real, but the book titles were not. And the guy who was responsible for it didn't fact check it. So people are reading it going, this is so stupid. What are you doing?
Ugh.
And he said, I can't believe I missed it because it's so obvious. I have no excuse. No word on whether they're going to fire him because, you know, where's your integrity?
Yeah, dude.
And you let AI do your work for you. You're a writer.
I know.
Why are you letting AI do your work for you?
That sucks, dude. I also think of ChatGPT like makeup. Like, you just got to make sure you're like naturally beautiful and then you just use it to enhance a little bit. But you can't create a whole face. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Isn't that why I have Google?
Okay, well, you know what? I don't know that answer yet.
This is why I don't understand either.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the more you know before we go. This look on my face, you know what this look on my face is saying right now?
What?
No way. No way. Even more than Princess Diana, the record for the most flowers sold in a single day. August 17th, 1977. Do you know what happened on the 16th?
Elvis?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I swear to God, I did not know that answer. But
you're
I just assumed.
Smart.
Thank you, dude.
I'm so impressed right now. But that's wild to me that that was even more. Elvis's death sold more flowers in a single day than Princess Diana's did.
Yeah, that's wild.
I can't. Yeah. Okay, you ready for your mind to be blown again?
Yeah.
If you are in a room with 70 people, statistically, there's a 99.9% chance that at least two of them will have the same birthday.
I love that.
If you're in a room with just 23 people, there's a 50% chance that two of them will have the same birthday.
Okay.
I ran into somebody at the airport the other day. I was using the clear because the TSA pre-check line was filled with EDC people.
Yeah.
And the girl goes, we have the same birthday. And I went, you, me, and Prince. And she went,
that's right.
No, and she went, Prince who?
Because
she's Gen Z.
No.
And I was like, oh.
Honestly, shut the microphones off. That's too depressing. She didn't know who Prince was?
All right, we can't dwell on it.
Bye.
We can't end here.
Okay.
What year do you believe the first hardcore porn movie ever happened?
85.
Oh, no, way earlier than that.
64.
Way earlier than that.
Then 64?
1915. It was called A Free Ride. A guy driving down a country road picks up two women who need a ride and...
You're lying. 1915?
I'm not allowed to lie on the radio.
I know you're
unless
not.
Unless it benefits me, and in this case, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No. Just got to tell the truth.
Kinky in 1915. Didn't
a
see
free
that.
Ride.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hey, ladies. Give you a ride. It's just ridiculous. And somebody thought that up. You know, no one's ever done this before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Original.
This is what we're going to do. You know what we're going to call it? A free ride.
Yeah. Yeah, 1915, that was smart.
My God. Yeah, what kind of, well, I guess they did. Yeah, that was right after they invented cars.
Yeah. Wow.
Boy, man, just, you know, do the rest of that story on your own. For real. All right, let's go. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian.
Yes, sir. You can follow me on TikTok and Instagram at Heavyweight Radio. Plus, new episodes of Unlikely are available. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube. And please, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. You know what I'm saying?
And Mikayla Gordon.
At Mikayla Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
Tell somebody you love them today that you don't, you know, that you don't always tell.
Yeah.
Because you never know when they might need it. Be a friend to somebody who might not have one otherwise. You never know when they might need it. And you know what we need? We need you to come back here tomorrow. Join us. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.